As you think about a defense that's coordinated by Jim Schwartz, what are some of the main characteristics and challenges that stand out?
It's going to be a front seven that's going to get after you. The front four, definitely, they're gonna have a really good defensive line that's going to cause pressure. They're still going to be able to stop the run with two safeties. Minimal pressure, but the pressures that they bring are difficult to deal with, and you have to prepare for them. So they're going to show you different looks. They're not going to be stagnant. It's not going to be an easy game.
Jay, you've been doing this for a while. Is there any extra excitement going into the opening game, or is it just another game?
Yeah. I mean, there's excitement to start a season, definitely, especially a home opener. But we got to try to treat it like every other game. We've got to stay calm and just stick to the game plan.
Looking forward to a faster tempo this year. Are you guys ready for that?
No, it depends. I mean, there's going to be games it calls for. There's going to be games for us to just huddle it up. So we'll see how this one plays out.
Jay, because of what you guys accomplished last season,
it's both. You got to hit the reset button. We've got to make sure that we stay focused and treat every day like it's the first day. But there's definitely a calmness, I think, in our huddle. We've been through a lot of situations. We've worked together. Everyone has a good feel. We all enjoy playing together. So it's a little bit of both.
Jay, in this day and age, how difficult is it to insulate yourself from all the expectations about the offense that people have?
I'm not on Twitter or Instagram, so I think that helps. And I don't read the paper. So there's a lot of, like you said, in this day of age, there's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of media outlets out there, social media and everything else. So you just got to stay focused. I think as you get older, that becomes easier.
How different is this year for you than years past? I mean, you have two children now.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at you like, guys, you're getting 30 and all
that. Yeah, 31. It's it's different. When I go home, I still got to work. So with two kids, I get one thrown my way for sure. So it's definitely different. It seems like it's went by really quickly. I remember look at these rookies and some of these guys really that are under 5 years, and it goes by in a blink. So, but it's fun. It's coming to work is enjoyable, especially with the group of guys we have. And going home and being able to play with the two boys, it's a lot of fun.
Do you appreciate the opportunity and the situation more, you think, now than you were years ago by?
Yeah, I mean, when I came into Denver, it was a good situation, but you don't understand that at that point. You don't understand the offense we had and the coaching staff and the city and everything else that comes with it, because you don't have perspective. And now, looking back on the journey and the ups and downs, you definitely have a greater perspective and be able to appreciate not just the situation, but just how detailed the coaches are, how great of guys we have in the locker room.
How's your chemistry on the field with Santonio?
Getting there. Been able to work with Josh and Santonio and Spur a lot more these last couple weeks and get a feel for them of how they like to run routes and what they like to do against press, and just getting a feel for our verbiage. So we're coming along.
Do you have a sense that he can add a speed or explosive element to the offense that you might not get from anybody else?
He can still go. He can definitely still go. He's got a burst to him. He's a longer stride than I thought he was going to be. I thought he might be a choppy guy, but he's definitely a longer strider, and he's got some burst getting out. But he can still drop his hips and get it out of a cut like a small guy can. So it's fun. It's just kind of just trying to catch him up to speed, and it's hard to learn this offense in 3 weeks. It's really hard.
Jay, how do you think Buffalo hasn't shown on defense, and how do you – for that, or do you think they've shown it all pretty much?
Well, there's a lot of things. They're in their first year, so it's not like this is year six and they're hiding things, and they're still in the first year. But it's I think defense is, you can accelerate a lot quicker than you can in offense, because it's just kind of read and react type of stuff. They definitely haven't shown us some stuff. There's definitely some stuff on film that that they haven't shown, and we got to somehow prepare for and just kind of use our rules. And if they get us one play, they get us.
Are you relying on the Lions tape from your experiences here against Schwartz?
Yeah, Lions. I'm sure some of the Titans stuff when he was back there. You kind of have to look at all of it and look at the preseason and see what they've done. there as a progression of kind of what they've done through preseason and hope for the best.
Okay, this team has the potential to take a really huge step this year. I was curious, what qualities do you see in Mark Trestman and his leadership qualities and abilities that you think can kind of push the team along to take that next, you know, bigger step?
Yeah. Trust is it's a very, very smart guy. Very, very smart. He understands when to push the envelope and when to let guys go ahead and try to lead themselves. I think he does a wonderful job of kind of setting the tone for guys, but at the same point, he understands that that's a group of grown men in there, and they've got to make their own decisions, and he's got to trust that, for the most part, we're going to do right by him. That's kind of how we live and how we operate in this building.
Do you have to take some of that for the offense, you know, so it's not always his voice, you know, to kind of speak for him?
We've got a lot of guys. I think we've got a lot of guys on both sides of the ball that get it, that understand what we're trying to accomplish and how we're trying to do it. And we try to take care as much as we can by players. Because we don't want to have a meeting. We don't want to have to have Tress do everything because, like you said, he's always the bad guy. So we try to take care of it in the locker room and make sure that we can cut things off before it gets out of hand.